The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
David Tracy, the governor of Mountjoy Prison, said he's tackling an overcrowding crisis in Mountjoy. It currently has 922 inmates, even though the maximum capacity is 755. The crisis is national, as Limerick's male and female prisons, Cork Prison and Dokas Women's Prison, are also severely overcrowded. Now, Cormac O'Keefe is security correspondent with the Irish Examiner, and he joins me now. Good morning, Cormac.
Good morning, Pat.
You were there.
Yeah, we went in on a visit Tuesday of last week with a photographer and spent a long time there. We went to various parts of the prison, primarily Mountjoy, the main male prison in Mountjoy, and then separately to what was the progression unit. Years ago, it used to be the St. Patrick's Institution, which you probably remember. And then in more recent times, because of the scale of the overcrowding crisis, the progression unit has been changed to Mountjoy West, primarily holding sex offenders and life sentence inmates.
Now, according to the governor, and you write this in the paper, they should be at 90% capacity to give them some wriggle room if incidents takes place and people have to be separated. But they're at 120%. In other words, they're 20% over their maximum allowable capacity. No wriggle room at all. And far from that, probably pressure cooker situations, which might give rise to incidents.
Yeah, you mentioned the word pressure cooker. I mean, that was a word that was used 10 years ago or more in relation to Mountjoy when it was going through an overcrowding crisis at that stage and also had slopping out. Thankfully, that's more or less gone from the prison system. But yeah, they've gone from a situation where they had a bit of wriggle room, say, actually back in 2022, they were at 86% capacity. So that means they can respond to incidents. So say if there's fights or they need protection prisoners or whatever the case may be, they have cells to put them into, whereas now they have over 100 bunk beds. So that means you have a small single cell, because they are small. They take out a single bed and you put in a bunk bed. So you're putting two people into one cell. Or they leave the existing single bed and you put in a mattress, which is basically a mattress that goes onto the floor. I've seen the mattresses. They don't give any support. They're very thin. And you have two options with your mattress. You either place them lengthways, which is between the door and the toilet, which is an open toilet for the two people that are using it. It's not blocked off. Or it goes across the ways. If it goes across the ways, you're going to be cramped. You're going to be, the mattress won't fully go across the ways. Basically, if you stand in a cell pat and put your arms out, you're almost touching the wall. So give people an idea.
Yeah. Now, you were shown these conditions, and I'm not sure whether you were deliberately shown the bad stuff so that you would report and maybe get some action, or whether this is typical. You know, toilet had no seat, no lid, didn't smell the best. Prisoner says the toilet's leaking. We had to get the mop head and ram the mop in the toilet to get it working. That sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, that cell was probably one of the worst ones we saw, partly because the inmate was fairly agitated as well. We did see one other cell, which I didn't mention, which was a single cell. But even that, the guy that was in it was huge. You know, I couldn't imagine a second person going into the cell. And what does strike you when you walk into cells is just the heat and the air. It's like, in some cases, walking into a mini sauna, because there's very little flow of air. Now, sometimes there is if the outdoor doors are open and the cell doors are open to get a draft. But they are locked in between 7:15, 7:30 at night till 8:00 in the morning. So that's almost 12 hours.
The numbers are quite extraordinary. Yeah. The Irish Prison Service showed there were 51,209 court presentations in 2004 compared to 45,000 in 2023 and 42,000 in 2022. So when you've got people going to court, and some things are done by video link these days, of course, in modern prisons, but prison staff have to become court escorts, means prisoners are locked up for more of their time because there aren't those to supervise the activities like access to gyms and family visits at the tuck shop, the school service and all of that.
I mean, yeah, they explain everything is is tightly controlled in the prison system. So if prison officers have to be diverted to more trips to the court, so, you know, you could be talking to four prison officers could go on a trip, perhaps. If there's more court presentations, then that means you don't have the prison officers to facilitate family visits, which are obviously very important, to do basic things like do exercise, go to the exercise yard, to do gyms, to go to school, you know, to go to the tuck shop. And all, you know, some of your listeners might be thinking, well, so what, they're prisoners, but it has a knock-on impact in terms of tensions and on violence. So you could have inter-prisoner violence, which has gone up about 20% in 2023. We don't have 2024 figures yet. For the prison officers and prison staff, it's a serious issue. The Mountjoy governor said that they had a 20% increase in interventions in 2024. That's where prison officers have to go in and break up a fight or some sort of disturbance. Back in 2023, there was a 40% increase in prison officers being injured in the course of their duty. So it has a very significant impact on other prisoners in terms of rehabilitation and just keeping busy during the day. And that in turn has a knock-on impact on the working life of staff.
Now, you've reproduced the numbers for all. The worst for overcapacity is the female prison in Limerick, 152%. Yeah. So, you know, half the number again that should be there. Docus, the women's prison, around the same as Mountjoy, 121%. The Limerick male prison, 119%. Cork prison, 118%. I did a programme from Cork prison, the new prison, and you'd imagine they would have planned for the future. But if it's already overcrowded, it doesn't say much for the planning of the prison estate.
Yeah, and Limerick female prison was recently refurbished to a high standard. Only, I think it was last year it opened. Now that the cells are better than what were there. But in terms of future planning, yes, I mean, Limerick female is the most overcrowded. Like, as you mentioned, 152%. Docus has had a severe problem for a number of years in terms of overcrowding. You know, the prison service say, you know, we have to take everybody that comes to our door with a warrant. Can't turn people away, so they have to take them in. So you don't have too many options, Patty. You either take them in and squash them into cells, or you release more. And obviously there's limits to that, and that comes at its own risk, as we've seen. Yeah.
Now, you may have seen the programme for government, Cormac, where they're talking about more creative sentencing so people don't end up in jail. That would ease some of the problems. They also talk about creating more prison spaces. I don't know where they're going to be, because Thornton Hall, as you know, is being used for asylum seekers and refugees at the moment, and there doesn't seem to be any plan to resuscitate the building of the Thornton Hall prison. So this kind of situation could go on for quite some time.
Yeah, like before the programme for government, the outgoing government had a promise to build 1,100 extra spaces between now and 2030. They won't begin to come on stream until 2027 or 2028. So if the current rate continues, God knows what figure we'll be at that stage. The programme for government increased that to 1,500. You know, as you know, Pat, these promises and numbers are often thrown out at election time and programme for government. Whether they're implemented or not is another thing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have, you know, the Irish Penal Reform Trust and penal reformers say, well, listen, hold on, surely we should try and stop the flow into prison in the first place rather than build more spaces. But it's a very complicated issue.
Cormac O'Keefe, security correspondent with the Irish Examiner, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.